Christe ad gambreti.
Sigvilita, dam grun verida sabla, vebishinada shkoveris minicheveli. Christe ad gambreti. Sigvilita, Sigvilita, dam grun veri da sabla, vebishina da shkore, vismim licebeli.
Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Welcome to this sequence of poetry and prayer and music on this Easter Sunday. We began with that great Troparion from the Orthodox liturgy in a setting from Georgia, from Sveneti in Georgia, that part of the Georgian country they call Georgia's Icy Crown. Christ is risen from the dead, trampling down death by death, and to those in the tomb he has given life. It is truly good and right, with all the powers of our heart and mind, to praise you, Father, and your only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Dear Father, by your wondrous condescension of your loving kindness towards us, your servants, you gave up your Son. Dear Jesus, you paid the debt of Adam for us to the eternal Father by your blood poured forth in loving kindness. You cleared away the darkness of sin. By your magnificent and radiant resurrection, you broke the bonds of death and rose from the grave as a conqueror. You reconciled heaven and earth. Our life had no hope of eternal happiness before you redeemed us. Your resurrection has washed away our sins, restored our innocence, and brought us joy. How inestimable is the tenderness of your love. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. An extract from Resurrection, an Easter Sequence by W.R. Rogers. The tomb. The tomb that was her core and care, her one sore. The light had hardly scarleted the dark, or the first bird sung when Mary came in sight with eager feet. Grief, like last night's frost, whitened her face and tightened all her tears. It was there then, there at the blinding turn of the bare future, that she met her past. She only heard his angel tell her how the holding stone broke open and gave birth to her dear Lord, and how his shadow ran to meet him like a dog. And as the sun burns through the simmering muslins of the mist, slowly his darkened voice, that seemed like doubt, morninged into noon. The summering bees mounted and boiled over in the bell flowers. Come out of your jail, Mary, he said. The doors are open. And joy has its ear cocked for you, your coming. Earth now is no place to mope in. So throw away your doubt. Cast every clout of care. hang all your hallelujahs out this airy day. Gospel of our Saviour Christ according to St. Mark. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Salome brought spices so that they might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. They had been saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance to the tomb?" When they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had already been rolled back. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. Look, there is the place they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." So they went out and fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. In the darkness on the third day after their rabbi's execution, three women check one last time to make sure they have everything they need. Followers of Jesus in his lifetime, they want to be faithful to their teacher in death. Jesus had been robbed of a proper Jewish burial as his death came right on the verge of the Sabbath. The women intend to make this one thing right in a universe turned hopelessly away from God. The 12 are hiding in a locked room with other disciples for fear they will be found out as followers of Jesus. Meanwhile, the women prepare to be at the tomb as the dawn breaks. In purely human terms, the story of the would-be Messiah from Nazareth in Galilee has come to a brutal end. For the Roman colonial government, Jesus is a minor statistic, yet another Jewish revolutionary crucified in Rome's ongoing efforts to preserve the peace in Palestine. The ringleader Jesus has been publicly and cruelly killed. His disciples have vanished for fear of a similar fate. For the keepers of the status quo, this has been a successful Passover season. Jesus' movement is buried with its leader. The women arrive at the tomb, and looming large is an insurmountable obstacle between them and their task. The women know they don't have the strength to budge the great stone blocking the entrance to the tomb. They walk to the garden. They wonder, who will roll the stone for us from the entrance of the tomb? Our gospel reading tells us that the women then looked up. The Greek text, anablepo, for this can also mean that they looked again. The women came upon the tomb, and as they expected, the stone is rolled in front of the entrance. They don't stand a chance of getting near Jesus on their own. They look again, perhaps do a double take, and realize that the stone has, in fact, been rolled away. Mark has already prepared us for this need to do a double take. It works something like a bifocal version in Mark's Gospel. Twice in the Gospel, Jesus has healed blind men and allowed them to see again. The word used to describe the two men seeing again is the same one used here, for look again. Already in those stories of healing the blind, there was a sense in which spiritual healing allowed the men to see again with physical sight. In Mark's Gospel, faith gives us the ability to see the world as God sees it. We gain bifocal vision. When we look with the eyes of the world, we see obstacles and problems. The stone blocks our path. It's too large for us to budge. We look with the eyes of faith, and a different picture comes into focus. God has already removed the obstacles that we could not remove by our own power. We see this very clearly in the Easter story. The three women are blocked by an obstacle which they stood no chance of removing on their own. They ask one another, who will roll away the stone? Yet when they look again through the eyes of faith, they see that the stone has already been rolled away. The stone that blocks their way is already long gone when they see the world as God sees it. So what are the stones that we need to roll away in our lives? The obstacles in relationships that can't be made right, or maybe an addiction to alcohol, drugs, or a destructive cycle from which we don't have the power to break free. All of us can find our way blocked by obstacles too big to budge. The story of Easter tells us that God offers the ultimate leverage to remove the obstacles in our way. If we rely on our own might, our own abilities, our own wisdom, the stone in our way will be more than we can face. But when we have the courage to admit that we don't have the power to remove the obstacle, turn the problem over to God, then with the eyes of faith, we may see that the insurmountable obstacle has been rolled away. But that's not the end of the gospel reading, because the Bible, if nothing else, is the most realistic of books, and today's reading is no exception. The women enter the tomb. They find an angel, a divine messenger, with the news that Jesus has been raised from the dead and gone ahead of his disciples to Galilee. It would be wonderful to report that the women were immediately filled with joy, but instead we're told that Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Salome, fled from the tomb, seized by terror, stricken with awe. Rather than spreading the word of the resurrection, we're told they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. And it's there that the reading ends. Mark's Gospel offers the challenge of a circular story. The Gospel begins with Jesus in Galilee challenging people to come and follow him. And at the close of the story, Jesus has once again gone ahead into Galilee, holding out the offer of discipleship to any who will come and follow him. So what about us? Would we have the courage to leave the empty tomb and go back to Galilee to take up the task of being Jesus' disciples, now that we know the way of discipleship can lead to the cross and the grave? Even with the triumph of Easter, it's all too easy to retreat now fearfully, because we know the cost of discipleship. The Gospel offers a dual challenge. The first is to look at the very real obstacles in our lives with the lives of faith. The things that we're powerless to change aren't obstacles to God. Through grace, we can see that God has already removed the problems plaguing us, if we just have the faith to push ahead. But the second prong of the challenge and of the Gospel comes when you push ahead. Just as the women found the stone rolled away only to be struck dumb with terror and awe at the news of Jesus' resurrection, we too can lose our focus and stop seeing the world as God sees it. The second challenge is the harder one. Once we've seen that God can remove the obstacles blocking our way, then we've got to follow where Jesus leads. The three women in that morning did break free from fear. We know that they were all active in the earliest Christian church. They found the courage to follow Jesus even after they had learned the cost they might have one day to pay for their faith. Jesus will remove the obstacles from our paths if we will stop trying to remove them by our own might. Then he will give us the grace to continue the journey. The path is open to each of us. Jesus is out there beckoning, "Follow me," to those who listen. We only need to respond by faith and say yes to the invitation. For Alleluia, Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Waking up to the tragic dawn, not comprehending what is going on. Alleluia, Christ is risen once again. Frames a hollow place, lost dreams and accolades. Alleluia, Christ is risen once again. Alleluia, Christ is risen. Though the walls of castles fall, the shadows light in an overwhelming night. Alleluia, Christ is risen once again. Hopes fly from us every day, fear reigns far and so does hate. Alleluia, Christ is risen from the dead. from the sorrow you have fled. You have joy around your head. Alleluia, Christ is risen once again. And as from earthly trials you fly, you leave sadness when you die. Alleluia, Christ is risen once again.
And so let us pray. In joy and hope, let us pray to the Father that our risen Saviour may fill us with the joy of his glorious and life-giving resurrection. That isolated and persecuted churches may find fresh strength in the good news of Easter. That God may grant us humility to be subject to one another in Christian love. That he may provide for those who lack food, work, or shelter. That by his power, war and famine may cease throughout all the world. That he may reveal the light of his presence to the sick, the weak, and the dying to comfort and strengthen them. That according to his promises, all who have died in the faith of the resurrection may be raised on the last day. That he may send the fire of the Holy Spirit upon his people, that we may bear faithful witness to his resurrection. Heavenly Father, you have delivered us from the power of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of your Son. Grant that, as his death has recalled us to life, so his continual presence in us may raise us to eternal joy. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. All our problems we send to the cross of Christ. All our difficulties we send to the cross of Christ. All the devil's works we send to the cross of Christ. All our hopes we set on the risen Christ. Christ, the Son of Righteousness, shine upon you and scatter the darkness from before your path. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.
Are you ready?